actual counterfeits. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish anything from it, that ye may keep the commandments of your Lord. Chapter 12, please. Verse 32. Chapter 12, verse 32. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. 2 Peter chapter 3. We are not to alter the word of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist and distort, as they do the other scriptures. Altering the word of God. Now, in music, we have what are called altered chords. And they make music very effective. Even as we sang tonight, our sister played some altered chords. And they are beautiful. Chopin did them. Bach did them. Beethoven used them. All the great musicians altered chords. And you know what they did? Just take one note and move it by a half a tone, not a whole tone. And you get an altered chord and beautiful music. But when it comes to this book, there is to be no alteration of God's word. God's word is to be taken just as he has given it. John chapter 1, verse 1. We're just going to look at a couple of places where they've altered the word of God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, there are some folks whose Bible don't read that way. Their Bible read, the Word was a God. You see what that does? The Word was a God. They have altered the Scriptures. A young lady came to me many years ago at the office. She was a nurse. And she came in very troubled. And you know, whenever my patients came to me and I had a chance, I would get to scriptural things. And so she began to talk. And she told me that she was a Jehovah Witness. I said, And then she told me that she was one of the 144,000. Revelation chapter 12. One of the 144,000. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12, pardon me, Revelation 7. That's what happens as you advance in years. You sometimes lose control. That's why I ask you to pray for me. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. This young lady said that she was one of the 144,000 on her way to heaven, chosen. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000. Now note, of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Then he lists the various tribes and the numbers from the tribes. I said, which tribe of Israel are you from? She said, I don't belong to Israel. I said, well, then you're not in 144,000. But these are the deceptions that they're bringing, the counterfeit teachings that they're bringing before us. And then she said to me, I really came to you about an important matter. I said, what is the important matter? My husband says that if I don't stop selling the Awake magazine on the street corner, he's going to leave me. I knew her husband. Fine fellow. Supported his family. A gentleman. If I don't stop selling those magazines on the street corner, he's going to leave me. I said, well, what's the problem? Stop selling them. Keep your family intact. She said to me, if I stop selling those magazines, I am doomed. False teaching. Counterfeit teaching. Do you know anywhere in this book that tells you if you don't sell magazines, you're doomed? They have added to the Word of God. False teaching. 1 Timothy chapter 6, please. Counterfeit spiritual leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 10. The love of money is a root of all evil. Does your Bible read that way? There was a man in New York, a false prophet. He called himself Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike said, it's not the love of money, it's the lack of money. Oh my. You would think that God would strike him down right there. I heard him say that twice. Altering the Word of God. Altering the Word of God. Then you have to be careful of the Bible that you read. There is one Bible. It is called the Living Bible. Oh, beloved. It's a disgrace and a dishonor to the Lord. The three-letter and four-letter words in that Bible, well, you wouldn't read them in a respectable group if somebody had translated them into the Bible. Then I'm thinking of another man. Let me find the place. My. I think Satan doesn't want me to talk on this subject tonight. I think that's the problem. Another man. Oh, it must be here somewhere. It couldn't be that far. Please excuse me. And pray. There is a Bible called the Good News Bible. Have you ever heard of it? Be careful. The editor of the Good News Bible says, and let me find it. It's in here somewhere. I read it even up to today. The editor of the Good News Bible Well, I'll tell you what he says. He says, I don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He's reading a Bible now. I don't believe he rose again from the dead. He's writing a Bible, and people are reading it. Counterfeit preachers, counterfeit writers, counterfeits found all over. Then you have to be careful what commentaries you read. There is a man named Barclay. Anybody here has Barclay books? I don't blame you if you don't raise your hand. But in New York, I visited some believers. Barclay's books all along the shelf. And what does Barclay say? Barclay says, now there's one parable that's recorded in all four Gospels. Remember the feeding of the 5,000? Barclay said, that was no miracle. I'll tell you, he wasn't there, of course, but I'll tell you what happened. One little boy saw that the boy next to him had no lunch, so he shared his lunch with the little boy. And when all these people saw the generosity of this little boy, they shared their lunch with everybody else. My, my, my. Counterfeit teachers. Beware of them. They're all over. But not only do we have counterfeit people distorting the Word of God, we also have counterfeit writers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Counterfeit writers. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, better, a different Jesus, whom we have not preached, if ye receive a different spirit, which we have not received, or a different gospel. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 8. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now, if any man preach any other gospel, and they're preaching a different gospel. I think my notes are in order now. They're preaching a different gospel. Christian Science. By the way, Christian Science is neither Christian nor is it science. And the strange thing about them, the many strange beliefs that they have, the remarkable thing about the Christian Science is they don't talk like we do. They use words in a way that don't make sense. Now let me read for you a little something. Christian Science. What is God? Not who is God, what is God? God is incorporate, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, and soul. You know what that means? Those are just a bunch of words put together. God is not a person. Principle and idea are the one God. Doesn't that sound strange? But these are the things that many teach and believe. Years ago, I visited a friend. And her cousin came in and was about to eat. There was the food. And this young lady was supposed to be giving thanks. What do you think she said? Divine goodness always has provided and will always provide good things. Is that giving thanks? Is that saying thanks? She hasn't said thanks yet. I had two cousins. The older one played the piano. And I used to enjoy visiting her house because we played piano duets together. And then she went on further in New York. And like many of the folks here, she was a good pianist. I hadn't seen them for a long time. And I received a notice in the mail. Evelyn, that's this girl, can no longer hear Chopin. I said, oh, that's too bad. She's deaf. Do you know what that was? It was a death notice. Instead of telling me she's dead, they tell me she can't hear Chopin. And here am I figuring, I'm sorry for the poor child. She can't hear and she loved music and she's dead. Christian Science. Neither Christian nor scientist. But then we have another group. Modern theology. And you find this in almost all present-day religions. Counterfeit religions. God is man. Man is God. I can do it. A few years ago, I went to graduation of my granddaughter. And the graduates came in singing, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Fine. The principal spoke, you can do it. The guest speaker spoke, you can do it. And suddenly, without any previous notice, they called on me to say something. I wasn't scheduled. My name wasn't on the program. And Arthur Garnes was rude. Arthur Gardner got up there and said, graduates, you can't do it without God. Oh, my. I didn't speak but about 10 minutes. When it was all over, there were all the parents and grandparents. They looked very angry at me. Only three people complimented me on what I said, and those were my three daughters. Everybody else, you can do it. You can do it. Do you know the story of the, well, there are two stories, of the bear and the man in the wilds of Africa? This man went with his gun and he met a bear. And the bear said, why are you aiming at me? And this man said, oh my, this bear has climbed high on the evolutionary tree. He can talk. The bear said, well, I'm only looking for a meal. And the man said, well, I want a fur coat for my wife. And since you are so intelligent, let's sit down and discuss this matter intelligently. What do you think? How do you think it ended up? The bear had his meal and the man was in a coat of fur. That's how it ended up. I can do it. I have the power. Another story is told of a bear and a man meeting in the wilds. And this man was what we call a humanist. I can do it. And he said, now, Lord, he admitted that it was the Lord, don't help the bear and don't help me. I will take care of that bear. What do you think the result was? Who won the fight? The bear. But this is the feeling of many today. I can do it. You can do it. We don't need God. Let me read for you the favorite hymn of these humanists. It is called Invictus. And they have set it to a nice tune. It's a very nice tune. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. Isn't that something? In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody and unbowed. That's humanism. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds me still unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I see one sister knows this. That's the humanist prayer. Oh, pardon me, the humanist song. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. My father died in 1950. And a co-worker of mine, a very fine fellow, came to offer his condolences. You know what he said? Mrs. Garnes, it is at times like these. Then she's grieving for her husband. It is at times like these that your civilization comes to your rescue. There isn't much in civilization today to rescue, is there? They're fighting all over the place. You know what my mother said? Doctor, I am not depending on civilization. And she raised her finger. I'm depending on God. And I sat there and said, tell it to him, mother, tell it to him. But these are the false teachings, the counterfeit teachings that we are facing. And there are on every hand. There is another one called the Emergent Church. You might have heard of that. This church says, there is no right or wrong. You remember a few Sundays ago we read, the word of God is truth, God is right. But this group says there is no right and wrong. It all depends on how you feel and what your circumstances are. So what is right for you may be wrong for me, but there's no real right or wrong. Now the sad part, a brother who was once in this assembly, let's turn to that thinking. I quote what he said. We should embrace all the different religions. The Lord said, come out and be separate. He said, embrace them all. I don't believe making disciples must equal making adherence to the Christian religion. It may be advisable to help people become followers of Jesus and remain within their Buddhist and Hindu context. A man raised in this assembly. Can you imagine that? Oh, young people, don't let that happen to you. Stand for the truth. Then he goes on to say, we have no assurance that salvation is found outside the work of Christ. Nevertheless, I believe that we cannot jump from this to claim that there is no other way of salvation. Raised in this assembly, counterfeit religions. Counterfeit religions. What then are we to do? What then is to be
our position. 2 Timothy chapter 1. False religions, false faiths, deceiving the people. And you say to me, but why are the people listening to them? Do you know why the people are listening to them? This is what they want to hear. They don't want to hear that if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to go to hell. They don't want to hear that. So they listen to all these people with this, what I call, nicey-nicey message. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. We are concluding. Hold fast the form, the outline, the pattern of sound words. Hold fast, beloved. Don't drift away by what we are hearing by these false teachers. Hold fast to the truth. Titus chapter 1. Verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word. Hold to this word. No alteration of this word. Just passed through my mind. Another Bible. I forget the name of it. Yes. The Living Bible. Ever heard of the Living Bible? Yeah. Well, if you want to read foul language, two-letter and three-letter words, read that Bible. Don't read it. That's the best advice. Read this. Hold fast the faithful word, Titus 1 and 9. Hebrews 3, verse 6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are. Now, your Bible say if. The better translation is since. Since we are the children of God, hold fast to the truth, beloved. And be careful where you go, and be careful what you read. Many of you are young. Read only the Bible and Bible-believing writers. When you get older, then you read the others, because you're in a position to recognize the right from the wrong. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed through the heavens. Let me just stop on that one. He has passed through the heavens. Do you know what that means? Through the heavens. That means we're going through space. I heard an offer on the TV. Save your money if you want to make a space trip in the next 10 years. They're going to make... I'm not interested in a space trip. I'm going through space. Anybody else? The brother says, I'm going through space. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Hebrews 10. Verse 23, hold fast, beloved. Don't be led away by these spiritual counterfeits. Hebrews 10 and 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith. I'm finished. Let us not be led away by false teachers. Counterfeit teachers, let us hold fast to the truth. And again, I say to you younger ones, be careful what you read. Now, I'm very biased. I'm very biased, and I confess it. Read books by assembly writers. I don't hear any amens. Read books by assembly writers, and you'll go straight. Let's close with a hymn. 595. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, let us go forward with the Lord and for the Lord, disregarding the false teachers. And remember what we saw last Sunday. There is only one weapon that God has given us against false teachers. The book. You will remember when Satan tempted the Lord said, it is written. Learn the Bible. And when the time comes, you'll be able to say, it is written. I think of one thing. One false teacher he said, when the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea, he said that was no miracle. As a matter of fact, it was dry ground. That was no miracle. And this child of God said, it was just a few feet of water. If it wasn't a miracle, how did the horses drown in it? You tell me, how does a horse drown in 3 feet of water? Go by the book.